Okay, today we are learning Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We left off, I believe, on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are at Agolim Usiyachim. So the Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to sell Agolim Usiyachim, whether they are Shlemin or Shvurin. But Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's Shvura, if it's broken, then you're allowed to sell it. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the logic behind this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Matir B'Shvura, Rabbi Yehuda allows selling animals that are broken, that are no longer able to do malacha, because you don't have to worry that a person is going to see them in the rishus of the guy and allow you to sell even a behema shlema, because this we're talking about an animal that cannot have a refuah. So the guy is going to buy it almanas to shecht it right away. That's going to be his plan. So no one's going to ever see it in the possession of the guy and think that you're allowed to sell a regular animal to a guy, because it won't be in the possession of the guy. As soon as he buys it, he's going to shecht it. Omru lo, so the Chacham says, Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo marbiyin aleha v'yoledes. But wait, they might keep it around in order to mate the animal with another animal so that it can have offspring. V'kivin de marbiyin aleha v'yoledes asul shehuya. So if they're going to try to mate it with other animals, so certainly they'll keep it around. Omru lehen l'ksheteled. So Rabbi Yehuda responded, yeah, if it gives birth, then we would asr it. Meaning, if a shvura were able to actually give birth, then you'd be right that it would be appropriate to make such a gzera. But I don't agree with anything that you're saying. I hold that a behemoth that's shvura is not able to give birth anyway, so there's no reason the guy would ever keep it around. Alma lo mekabel zachar. What Rabbi Yehuda apparently holds is that the behemoth is not able to be mekabel zachar. So the way it turns out, and I'll make this a main point, is that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, whether you're allowed to sell a behemoth shvura, is really seems to be machlokes imetzius, whether a behema shvura is able to give birth. Because if it's able to give birth, then it would be usher to sell it, because someone might see it in the possession of the guy and think you could sell a shlema. If it's unable to give birth, then there's no problem with selling it. It's going to be shechted almost immediately after the purchase. Ben Beseira Mati Basus. Then the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa, but Ben Beseira allows selling a horse. So Tanya, Ben Beseira Mati Basus, Mneshu Osa Bamlacha, Shein Chayavan Alechatas. What is a horse normally used for? For riding on. That's not a malacha mina Torah, because there's a principle in halacha called Hachai Noseas Atzmo, that a living person carries himself. So the horse carrying the person is not really a malacha, so you don't have to worry that it's going to lead to a violation of Shvisas Behema when you sell a horse. The horse's primary function is to do something that doesn't even qualify as a malacha. V'Rebbe Osim Neshnei Dvarim, but Rebbe Aser selling a horse for two reasons. Echad Mishum Toras Klei Zayin. One is because a horse is a type of weapon. V'Echad Mishum Torah Be Magasa, and the other is because of a gzeira about selling Behema Gasa. So it says in our Bishlam, the Torah's Klei Zayin Ika, I understand that a horse is a weapon, the katil b'sichufei, because it could be trained to kill by trampling or by kicking. El Torah's Behema Gasa Mahi, what's the gzeira that we make of selling a Behema Gasa? A horse can't actually do malacha. Now, if a horse gets old and it's no longer usable for riding, they might use it to grind in the mill on Shabbos. Am Rav Yochanan halacha ke ben b'seira, that the halacha follows ben b'seira. So main point over here, ben b'seira allows selling a horse because it can't really do any real malacha on Shabbos, but the chachamim are machmir because it could be used as a weapon and it can do malacha in its old age. So now the Gemara discusses selling a behema gasa. Ibailu, shor shel pitam mahu. A shor that was fattened, and it's very fat and can't do malacha because it was fattened for the sake, probably of using it for shechita, to be able to eat good meat from it. Are you allowed to sell that to a guy? So, tibailu Rabbi Yehuda. This is a shayla, according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who allows selling a behema that's shavura, a broken behema, because over here, maybe he'll agree that it's aser, and tibayil rabbanan, and it's also a shayla according to the chamim who aser selling a shavura, that maybe over here would be mutter. Why would it go in both directions? So tibayil Rabbi Yehuda, it's a shayla within shitas Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda Gzad Kan Lo Kasher Rabbi Yehuda Al Bishvura Dilo Asi L'chol Melacha. The reason Rabbi Yehuda allowed selling a Shvura is because a Shvura will never get better, will never be able to do Melacha. Aval Hai D'chimashi L'Asi L'chol Melacha Aser. But a shor that was fattened, it could be put on a diet, and it might one day again be able to do Melacha, and therefore it should be Aser. Al Dilma Afil Rabban Dilo Ka Asri Hasam El Stamilav L'Shchita Ka'i. Aval Hai D'Sam L'Shchita Ka'i Afil Rabban Sharu. And maybe even the Rabban who Aser selling a broken animal would say that it's mutter over here because they only aser a shvura since it's not meant for shchita. It's a very weak animal. It's broken. So it's not unlikely that it's going to be shechted. So it's probably being kept in order to produce offspring. As opposed to over here, a fattened shor is obviously meant for shchita, and therefore maybe even the Rabban would be mekel. So Tashima, the Gemara says, bring a raya. Dom Rabbi Dom Shmuel, Shel Beis Rabbi, from the people in Rebbe's household, they would bring for the melech a fattened shor on the holiday of the Gayim, and that was the tax that they were obligated to pay the king, and that was that's what they gave him as a gift. Chiser arba rivan, Rebbe lost a lot of money in order to bribe the king to agree she'in makriven osu hayom, so that they wouldn't actually be makrivit on the day of their festival ela lemachar, but that they would wait a day so that his animal wouldn't be used as a for that day. V'chiser arba rivan, and then he had to bribe the king with another significant sum of money she'in makriven osu chay ela shachut, that they won't bring that shor shapatum while it was alive. They would only bring it and be makrovit when it was already shechted. Chiser abba rivan, then he had to pay an additional bribe, shein makrivin oso kalikar, not to bring it at all. So it was going, slowly but surely, the Rebbe was trying to bribe to take steps further, that his animal should be further and further away from avodah zarah. Maitam, why did Rebbe work so hard to not have to give this gift? Lav misham dil masi l'shuye, isn't it because he's afraid that there's an issur to sell a fattened shor to a guy because the guy's going to keep it around and it's going to become ra'i for malacha, and even though over there it was a matana that he was giving, but a matana is the same as mechira, and therefore we could answer our shayla that you're not allowed to sell a shor shel patam to a guy. Says Gemara l'tameich, well, if you hold this because of an issur of mechira, so the fact that Rebbe bribed them with such enormous sums of money, shein makriv nosa yom el lemachar, to not bring it that day but the next day, my time. Why did he do that? As far as the Isra of Mechiris Bei Magasa, there's no difference between Yom Edom and some other day. Ella, clearly the reason had nothing to do with the Isra of selling a behema. Rebbe Mi'akar Milsa Ba'i, Rebbe really wanted to totally uproot this tax, this payment, because he thought it was a bizayon. So Rebbe didn't want to be mevatel, but he couldn't be mevatel the whole thing all at one time. So v'savar yakar v'asi porta porta. So he figured, I'll do it step by step, and I'll try to slowly edge them away from having to pay this tax. So now the Gemara goes back to the shaila that we raised. Is it usher to sell a fattened shor because the guy might leave it around until it becomes roi l'malacha? So it says Gemara v'chi mashilei bari v'avid malacha. Is that true that if you leave it around, it's going to become healthy and be able to do malacha? Am Ravashi, Am Lizvida Bar Torah, Mashin Leva Avid Al Chadrin. A person who used to fatten shvarim said that a shor that was fattened, you could leave it around and wait till it gets weakened, and then it will be able to do double the malacha of a regular shor. So yeah, that in fact is a concern, because you take all that weight off the animal, it's going to feel like a new animal, and it's going to be able to do all this extra malacha. So main point over here, the Gemara is not sure whether you're allowed to sell a fattened shor to a guy, and it sounds from the maskana that you are not allowed to, because if it's put on a diet, it will be able to do an extraordinary amount of malacha ultimately in the future. So let us stop there, and I guess next time we'll pick up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph.